You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
Look, we got a lot going on today when it comes to the Ace and Friends show. Very excited. I think this will be our finest episode of Ace and Friends in total. I think there have been some pretty spectacular moments. If spectacular, maybe overstating it, but I mean, my sister yesterday
was good.
She really likes the name Paranormal Piper from Pinefield.
Good.
And my wife, Amanda, goes, I like that name. I was like, well, that's the thing, we're going to go with that. So yeah. Maybe every Wednesday, Paranormal Piper from Pineville may be a regular on the Ace and Friends show.
Hey, if she starts making money from like using that, we need to get a cut.
No, we retain the rights to...
Yeah, it happened on our shows, so...
Yeah, we retain the rights to Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Yeah,
she better not be making no shirts or nothing.
Well, she got the house, my mom's house, so I didn't get any piece of that, so I get the rights to... the name.
Her name.
I'm not saying anything else. I just... Come on. So I'm sorry. I was about to go into... We all thought we were in therapy for a minute with that. So, yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming up today on Ace and Friends, including today's a very special day for our One Take D Rob that we'll get into in about 20 minutes or so. I can't wait to hear more about that, the opportunities. And I'm going to present to you in just a little while someone that we will all be able to unite in hate. There is a man that I think all of us will just come together and go, we all hate this particular man.
Love that.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff happening today that I'm very excited about. Now, nice. Something happened earlier this morning I'm not so excited about, but we probably need to delve into just for a moment. Because in my haste to make money to benefit others, I have been mocked endlessly because I didn't fall for a scam, but I did, to be fair, respond to one.
Okay.
Details coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
All right, so here's what happened. We got a Facebook message this morning on the Ace and TJ Facebook page, and the name was a former a parent of an Ace and TJ's grin kid. They went on the trip. This family went on the trip with us several years ago to Disney World. Now, here is the message. I'll just kind of give you the overview of the message. It said, I hope this message finds all of you well. Recently became engaged to, and it says someone's name. She inherited $40 million from a recently deceased father. We would like to make an annual donation of $250,000 to Peyton's Promise and another $250,000 to any other charity, to any other charities the Ace and TJ show are participating in. Love and prayers. And I said, wow, how great is that? And so I responded, hey, I won't say his name. Great to hear from you. Second, this is overwhelming. How do we contact you? That's all I did. Well, turns out, apparently, Riggins was laughing because this is apparently some type of hoax. But it said, I know, but it said it was specific, had our name, said Peyton's Promise in there.
I don't think either one of us said for sure that it was a scam, but it certainly has all the appearances of a scam.
No, Riggins straight up said it was a scam.
I mean, it is. And but I don't, it's, I don't want to come down too hard on you.
Well, now I feel, but I do feel dumb now for having responded to it.
Yeah.
It's like, I should have known that, but the amount of, first off, when I recognized the name and the amount of money, I was like, oh my God, and it said Peyton's Promise, and I was like, this is a game changer for Peyton's Promise. Imagine all the people we could help with that kind of money.
Yeah.
I should have gotten it, but I didn't fall for any scam. I didn't give them any information.
Yeah.
Like by responding, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, a lot of things. Well, no. Nothing could come from that. But if left unchecked, yeah, you would have been scammed 100%.
No, if left on, if they had asked, like, hey, click this link to help me do this.
No, they're going to be more clever. It's not just like click a link here and
I know that, but password. I wouldn't have given them any more information or anything like
send
that.
Send us your checking account. Yeah,
I wouldn't have done that. The money. We would not have done that, Rob. Thank you. I would not have done that, but I did afterwards. I was like, oh, I should have caught that because. And who is the person? He gave the name of the woman he recently became engaged to, and who is she, Rob?
Porn star.
Yeah, and she's been in some very, very nasty movies.
Right. Don't look at her IMDb page.
Just not look it up apparently because Rob said it is. It's real bad.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Today is a very special day for our own Tech D Rob. Maybe. Also, maybe not. Riggins thinks Rob might be on overload today because of all the exciting possibilities, but he may not be interested at all for a rather shocking reason. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So today is National Pi Day. And Riggins this morning was like, look, man, this is Tech D Rob's day. He loves pizza. He, you know, and he loves a deal. And every place today has some type of pizza deal, whether it's Burger King has a pie deal. 7-Eleven has an actual deal on their pizza pies. DiGiorno has deals. Are you overwhelmed today, Rob? Or I know you're making a life change. Are you not interested today?
I'm not even looking at them.
Don't even look at them. Look at that.
Good for you.
Because you cooked several days worth of food. You started a new diet this week, and you cooked several days worth of food in advance the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it going so far?
I've stuck to it. Last night I got like what they call a the Papa Bowls, like we used to advertise.
Yeah.
I got one of those because it's, you know, just meat, some cheese, and some sauce. And that's the only thing I've strayed from as far as the prepped meals. But I did choose a healthier option than a pizza, so.
Okay, good for you.
Better choices.
Okay, and so today, even though it's National Pie Day, and you can get different types of pie, different types of pizza, all with different deals, everything, you're just not interested, and you're ignoring everything.
I am.
Are you not looking at any of the ads that come in?
No, I've seen them. Like they when like if you look at your emails, you know the things will be like
right.
They'll tell you the headline and it'll say what the deal is. So I've seen them at least.
Yeah.
I just didn't delve into it and see exactly what's going on with each one.
I'm impressed. It's a really hard thing to do when you first start doing it because it's real easy. So I'm just going to do this. It won't hurt anything. Mm-hmm. And is this is your first week, right, Rob?
Right.
Of staying with it?
Okay. Start on Monday.
Okay. Are you allowing yourself like a cheat day or a cheat meal on the weekends or something?
Yeah, on Saturdays I'll probably, because I only really eat two meals a day now, so I'll probably enjoy something. There's a new Taco Bell item that comes out this week that I'm really interested in, so I'll probably get that on Saturday, and maybe I'll get some pizza on Saturday as well.
That's very cool.
What's the Taco Bell item that's out?
It's called the Cantina Chicken Quesadilla or the Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco. It's just a new kind of chicken that they're using.
All right.
And it looks like both of those items have melted cheese on the outside of the shells.
Nice.
Two meals a day. You get rid of breakfast?
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast.
Okay. So no more hoagies with chips for breakfast anymore.
I did that a long time ago and gave it up, and then I got back on it for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, Rob would come in here with a sub sandwich, and he would clean the bread out and put potato chips in there and put that on top. I was like, damn, that looks good.
It's healthier when you get the bread out.
That's right. You're saving some carbs here and there. Hey, there is something that we all have the opportunity to do, and you think, that's not a big deal. Turns out, it's a really big deal. In the good news, next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
So, you know, every day at this time, we'll try to give you something that's kind of like the feel-good thing or things of the day. I love this story. How many times have you been to a store and it asks, would you like to round up to donate your change to charity? It's super easy to do. So it's, you know, $4.67. And it just rounds up and adds 33 cents to your bill. No big deal. And you think, well, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
No. A recent report, though, found campaigns like that brought in $749 million in the year 2022. And that's because and they're just getting that because it takes a long time to process all that information. Yeah. $749 million. And that's just the ones that raised at least $1 million.
Wow.
So that simple act of rounding up, whether it's 10 cents, 8 cents, 45 cents, whatever it is. Yeah. $749 million. I was astonished when I saw that number.
Yeah.
I would not have thought that it's that much. Also, there's a Goodwill store in central Pennsylvania that recently listed a single Lego piece for $15 online. Turns out it's a rare gold mask that's made of actual 14 karat gold, and Lego only sold 30 of them. Somebody informed the store, and they were like, oh, okay.
Hello.
So they put it in an auction, and it raised just over $18,000. That is the most a single Lego piece has ever sold for.
$18,000? Is there $18,000 worth of gold in it?
I don't know. But there were only 30 of them made. It is made of actual 14 karat gold. Yeah, $18,000. And the headline for this one says, you can teach an old dog new tricks. A woman in her 80s recently passed away in Dallas, and the neighbor named Lisa Kanarek, who barely even knew the woman, ended up adopting the elderly dog. Mm-hmm. The Gaia, G-A-I-A, is the dog's name, spent most of her life inside or in the woman's backyard, but Lisa started taking her on more and more walks and realized that she really loved kids, and now the old dog works as a therapy dog.
I love that.
Yeah, her first gig was at a children's hospital. She also helps cheer people up in hospice. So this lady just takes the dog to the hospital, and she cheers up the kids at the children's hospital. Or people who are in hospice, they go and visit them, and it just cheers everybody up.
I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. What's not awesome? There's a guy. He's English. You're going to hate him. You're going to hate him. I already hate him. Everybody in the world is going to hate this guy, and he deserves it. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, how many times have you seen someone pull into a handicapped parking spot and you thought, they don't have a plate, I don't see, who would do this?
Yeah.
Well, here is an example. There's a guy in England who constantly posts videos of his $150,000 Mercedes G-Wagon, and he claims that he's super rich. Well, the internet is hating him now because he explained in a recent video why he finds it necessary to park in the handicapped spot. Now, he is not handicapped. And again, he's driving a $150,000 G-Wagon. He thought it's important enough that he will explain to people why he parks in the handicapped spot.
You are disabled.
To be honest with you, mate, I'm a very quick person, and I need to be close to the shop to save time. Time is money. Within the 2 minutes that I'm in the shop, 100 disabled people aren't just going to turn on. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
Mm-hmm. I swore. Is he trolling?
He very well could be.
He might be.
He got a bad haircut, too.
Yeah, he very well could be just trolling.
Because that's an awful... That is just ridiculous.
But you're still going to... You still hate him.
Sure.
Because it is like... Okay, he's right. In the 2 minutes he's inside, 100 disabled people aren't going to turn up. But what if one shows up? What if two show up? It doesn't matter. Let's assume, for argument's sake, he's not trolling. If he really believes that, he's just a horrible person who thinks he's just better than everybody else because he has money and he's just rich.
He's making the world turn.
Right.
But disabled people are not.
Because he's going to be in there. He'll be in and out in less time than you will because he's got business. He's got things going. Time is money. He can't waste time.
Yeah. Time is money, bruv.
Yeah.
Bruv.
He's just better than you and me and all of us. So, again, though, he very well might be trolling. You can't take that away from him. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Okay. The question of the day will tell us what we all think of each other. What I think of Riggins, what Rob thinks of me, what Riggins thinks of Tech D Rob. It is today's question of the day. You're going to, and it's the thing I love most about this is you'll be able to use this later. It's a fun game when you sit around with a bunch of people and find out what they think of each other. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Full disclosure, I saw this question on a TikTok that was for first dates. Something you would ask if you were on a first date. But I thought this is a great question to throw around. So here's the question. If police were to come in here and arrest Tech D Rob right now, what would you assume he was being arrested for?
What would he be arrested for?
If police busted through the store right now and arrested Tech D Rob, what would you assume he's being arrested for?
Gosh, that's really difficult. I don't know.
My answer was when I saw it last night, some type of computer crime.
Oh, like a scamming, phishing thing?
No, like illegally, watching illegal pay-per-view thing like that.
Oh, streaming.
Streaming, yeah.
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging stuff would be a better way to phrase it. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Was that Teddy Rob might be bootlegging some event that he didn't want to pay for.
That's funny. Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I don't think it that would, but that's probably the closest thing.
Okay, Rob.
All right.
If police were to come in here right now and arrest Riggins, what would you assume he was being arrested for?
Having ridden in a car with him, I would say reckless driving sometimes.
Like they just now followed up and caught him. Like, okay, that guy's reckless driving.
On the way back from Greensboro, that was you.
Yeah. That was your advice on your advice.
Right, but I wasn't driving. So.
That's true.
All right, so you're going with reckless driving. All right. And for both of you, if the police were to bust in here right now and arrest me, what would you assume I was being arrested for?
Some sort of outburst in public. I don't think it would get so far where you'd hit somebody, but enough to where you maybe disturbing the peace or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Something like that.
Yeah,
that's fair. I don't think you'd hit somebody in public, but you'd make a scene.
That's fair. It's happened, but I can't explain this. There's no denying that. I just had to accept it. I'm not proud of it. It just is a fact of life sometimes.
Okay.
So anyway, that's a I just love that question. What a great question to sit around and ask people if you've known them for any length of time. Again, the question is, if police were to come in here right now and arrest so-and-so, what would you assume they were being arrested for?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, there is a clip from last night's Real Housewives reunion that I think is just classic and hilarious and also kind of mean. All coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, good news, Riggins. You asked this morning about the Love is Blind reunion.
Yeah.
It was on when I was back at my house a little while ago. In just a couple minutes, an update on the Megan Fox girl. A classic example of how people look at themselves these days.
Really?
Yeah, coming up in a second. But last night was one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, part three. And there's a lady on there. You don't have to watch the show to still love this, because it's hilarious. There's a lady on there. Her name is Sutton. She's very dramatic, and she almost passed out. She was visibly shaking. Andy Cohen and the other housewives called for a medic. They were all very concerned and checking on her. Now, also part of this group is Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton's aunt, right?
Mom.
Paris Hilton's mom, right. And she's the sister of one of the other housewives.
Yeah.
Now, while this is going on, Kathy Hilton just is the only one not paying attention. She's like checking her phone and, you know. Turns out this lady, Sutton, suffers from neuropathy, which makes nerves sting like pins and needles. They took her to her trailer. She did not return. But this is how Kathy Hilton was treating the entire episode as it was happening.
All right. Well,
what, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Wait, oh God. Yeah, can we call somebody, please?
You're shaking.
No, okay.
I know, but you're shaking.
She was saying she was hot a lot. A hot flash. Sutton, you're 49 years old. It's bound to happen.
Your blood pressure is high. Your pulse is high.
Or why don't we just get her to lay down?
You're going
to
be okay.
You're going to be okay.
It's a good way to get out of being here.
It's cutting up.
Like, she legitimately has something going on. She's freaking out. They can see her on screen. Like, she's shaking and all this. She's like, you're 49. What? It's
hot flashes. Deal with it.
I got to check my phone, man.
Yeah.
Love I got that. Stuff going on.
Yeah.
Just, they are catty to the bitter end.
Yeah, I love that.
But, so the Love is Blind show is on. It was taped in Charlotte. It was on this morning. And there was a woman who made a statement about herself that was way off base. Now, when I happened to be home a few minutes ago, my wife, who was way into Love is Blind on Netflix, was watching it. And fortunately, this comment that she made came up. And the way she handled it to me is such an incredible example of how people today look at themselves and take responsibility for what they've done or not. Next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
So the Love is Blind reunion hit Netflix last night. If you don't know, Love is Blind is a show where men and women meet each other without ever actually physically meeting. They talk to each other through walls, little pods. And that's how, it's an interesting concept. The concept being if they don't see each other and they have to talk a lot and communicate and discuss their hopes and fears and dreams, will they form a deeper connection? And then at the very end, after they've decided who they want to be with, they are revealed to each other. Well, one of the women told the guy while they were in the pod that she looked, she's been told she looks like Megan Fox. She doesn't look anything like Megan Fox. And she was roasted on the internet. And even the guy was like, I don't want to see the Megan Fox thing. It's not, you know, not even close to Megan Fox. So I wrote down the quote because I had to type it out. They asked her about this while my wife was watching it this morning. And she said, here was her quote. That's just one comment that slid in there, end quote. Hmm. Kind of like she just kind of said it. Then she said, she's, quote, so stinking proud of herself for how she's handled it, end quote.
That might be true. I mean, the world did take a dump on it.
Yeah, but she said, like, so she says something that is categorically untrue.
It's, well, no, not necessarily. You said, people tell me I look like Megan Fox. That might be true.
Well, she said, I look like Megan Fox. Whatever.
Did she say that, or did she say, people tell me?
She may have said, I think she said, people, no, she may have said, I look like Megan Fox.
If that's what she said, then yeah.
Whatever. It's sorry. Not true. It's yeah. not true. And rather than say, I just shouldn't have said it, I was saying something stupid. That was crazy.
Maybe somebody did say
it. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
It's misleading. Either way, if she says that, it's misleading. Okay, somebody says it, but you know you don't look like Megan Fox. Instead, she turns into, people were so mean to me online, but I'm very proud of how I handled the situation. I'm very proud of that. Without ever saying, you're like, that's not true. And I just said some stuff that wasn't true. Like, refusal to fully take ownership of that is like, I just mentioned one thing and people were so mean, but I'm so proud of myself. It's like, damn, can't you just say, like, look, I just said that was wrong of me to do. That was wrong. It was very misleading of me to say that it was wrong.
I'd just be talking.
Yeah, I just like, and just say, I misled that guy. It worked out okay. He's still here or whatever. I don't
know. They're together?
I think so. I don't know. I was just so frustrated. From. She's like, you don't look anything like Megan Fox, and you know it. And rather than take ownership of it, you're like, okay. Today's a very special anniversary. It's the 5-year anniversary of Jesus doing something that we didn't think Jesus would ever do. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
I don't know that this is actually the anniversary, to be honest. I know it's been about 5 years. I may have misspoken when I said it's the five-year anniversary of this fantastic piece of audio, but I saw it circulating again yesterday. Does anybody else remember when Jesus broke into the Pizza Hut in High Point, North Carolina?
I do not.
And called 911? Yeah. Oh, y'all remember that? Uh-uh. Okay, here we go.
It'll take a second first.
High Point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in. I'm here. Jesus is here. Now he's back to earth. All right. And you don't work there? No, I just broke in. Had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to?
Man, where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
It goes on for about a minute, but you get the idea.
Wow. Well, I'm from heaven.
I'm from heaven. What do you look like? Well, what Jesus looks like. This is one of my favorite parts.
Emergency.
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in. I'm here. Jesus is here. Now he's back to earth. All right. And
that cop okay. All right.
All right. He's got good answers.
Yeah.
Well, what's your last name? Christ.
My favorite part
makes sense.
Was when he said, I'm back here to save the earth. Okay, but first you had to stop and get a pizza and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, for sure. Jesus got to eat still.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, wow. You can look. The whole call is on YouTube. It's about 3 minutes long.
But, he made a pizza.
Yeah, Jesus broke into the Pizza Hut at High Point, North Carolina.
I feel like Jesus would like pizza and Mountain Dew. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I don't feel like Jesus would have to break in, though.
This is Jesus.
He could just get in somehow.
You just float through the...
Yeah, I don't think Jesus is a fan of breaking and entering under any circumstances. Yeah. I saw something yesterday that involved a major celebrity. And it begs the question, would you date her? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So I don't know why this popped up on my TikTok yesterday, but it was Donnie Wahlberg. And he had done a TikTok where he was going, he said, I'm headed down. There's a story that a flash mob is happening at the Wahlburgers close to his house or whatever. And I'm going to go down and check it out because the flash mob is doing the dance from the new NKOTB video that's out. Who knew? They have a new song out in a video. There's a flash mob of like 200, 150, 200 people that was outside the Wahlburgers doing it. And he pulls up and sure enough, he's like, you got to show me. And all these women, it's all female, they start doing the dance. I assume it's it is the dance because he gets out at one point and goes, I got to do one with you. And they're like, ah, and they're out in the parking lot of this Wahlburgers and they're doing the dance from this song. And I thought, well, that's cool. What an exciting moment for them.
Yeah.
I didn't know flash mobs were still a thing. I kind of thought that had gone away. But there they were in the parking lot of Wahlburgers. And then it occurred to me, let's just say, Riggins and Rob, that you are on a date Saturday night and say, what'd you do this week? And she goes, well, one of the things I did was I was in a flash mob at the Wahlburgers and Donnie Wahlberg came along because I'm a huge NKOTB fan. We were doing the dance to the new song.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you date her?
No.
Does that so that
but not because of the flash mob, because she's probably over 40. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're a huge fan of somebody, then you go to extremes to support them, but that is weird. I don't know.
Rob?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You'd be okay with it?
Yeah, just don't know that I'm never going to do one with you.
Yeah, with the
yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's important.
The flash mob part wouldn't bother you?
No.
And the NKOTB fan part wouldn't bother you to the point where she was doing the dance outside with a bunch of other people, you'd be okay with that?
That's fine. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
I'm sorry, you don't know what?
Yuck someone's yum.
Okay.
They enjoy it and I'm not going to, belittle them for it, and I'm not going to hold it against them in any way.
Which may be why you and Meredith have been together for so long. Because you clearly just do your own thing, and you both have that same attitude that you don't put each other down for what you're into, even though you're into totally different things.
Yeah, and I hate her silently. It's fine.
Just keep it to myself.
What do you hate most that she's into?
Traveling. Disney World.
Yeah, but she doesn't drag you along.
No, but she's gone for at least like a week's out of it. I'd say once every 6 months she's gone for at least a week.
At Disney World?
No. Disney World only happens like once every few years. It's a little expensive now.
Right. It's very expensive.
And you don't enjoy that alone time?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't mind the alone time, but I like when she's home.
Yeah. I want my woman at home where she needs to be, not gallivanting.
I go to Disney World. Yeah.
You can leave the bedroom, but it better be go to the kitchen.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
All right, do you remember, and I'm sure you do, the Walmart Yodel Kid? How many years ago was the Walmart Yodel Kid?
Five, maybe?
At least.
Yeah. It's been longer than I think. I just thought it was like 2 or 3 years ago, but it's been longer than that.
Oh, it was 6 years ago.
Okay, 6 years ago, the Walmart Yodel Kid. Well, Riggins sent me this clip this morning from YouTube. His name is Mason Ramsey, formerly known as Yodel Boy, has a new song out called Blue Over You.
Thought I had you, but you were never really mine. So I'm crying, yeah, I'm dying.
Yeah, that's not the same kid.
Yeah, I know. Because he was in that Walmart doing a yodel, yodel.
Yeah, no yodeling at all in this.
No, I mean, it kind of sounds like an Elvis song.
He gets close to a yodel when he goes up to the higher notes. But yeah, you're right.
No. Yeah, but people, look at the comment. People cannot believe that's the same kid.
Yeah, it's weird.
So that's what puberty does to you. He's 17 now. He was 11 at the time.
I like it because he took a viral moment and made something out of it. He's like, well, I'm going to keep doing music.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of turned it into a real career.
He's had a couple songs that were okay right shortly after he was discovered at the Walmart. Yeah. They weren't great, but they're fine.
Somebody said it's giving Elvis vibes. Wow, his voice changed so much. I'm just going through some of the comments. A lot of Elvis stuff. Somebody said Elvis could never stop.
Well, they're saying he's better than Elvis?
Stop. Yeah, our modern day Elvis.
Okay.
Come on. let's calm it down. I just think Elvis is one of the greatest singers of all time.
For sure.
And then what is this comment that said, oh my God, yodeling Walmart boy. I feel so old right now. Oh.
Yeah. That
makes you old. And then somebody commented, all of you reading this are old.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, if you bothered to click on it to read about the Walmart yodeling kid, you're like, you're old enough to be considered old. Yeah. Now, he's 17. One lady posted, appealing to the eyes. Is that okay?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, it's not graphic, right? I mean,
is it a lady? Is it someone who's over 20?
Do we know? Yeah, it appears that way.
Because if they're younger, then it's fine, but... Yeah.
No, it just sounded like it looks like it's a lady.
Nobody had a problem when Elvis married Priscilla, did they?
I think they did.
Oh, actually. I think they did. They kind of kept it looking.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Everybody on the show loves pets. But there's something I did not know existed. Are COVID pets a real thing? Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
I saw this, and I think a lot of times we put way too much thought into pets from the standpoint of, you know, trying to diagnose things. This post said, I had to take my dog to the vet the other day, and he started flipping out, being aggressive. My vet told me he acts like this because we adopted him during the COVID era, and that they see this with most dogs adopted during COVID because of dogs not being out in public, etc. They have even created a calm package that COVID dogs, they call them, quote unquote, COVID dogs, can get on prior to coming into the vet to make them less aggressive and more chill. I had never heard of this term before. My friend adopted a dog at the same time, has had no problems with hers. She thinks the vet was just trying to make me feel better about my dog's bad behavior. I think the vet's just trying to sell her something.
Okay. A little pill.
So that, according to the vet, dogs adopted during the COVID era, it's common that they're more aggressive because they didn't interact with other dogs more.
They didn't socialize.
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about aggression, but they probably definitely have separation anxiety now. You had to go back to work.
What does that look like in a dog if you have separation anxiety?
I will tell you, because when I have a dog that has separation anxiety, she's torn up door jams. She's torn up crates, ripped sheets to shreds that, like, when we used to cover her up so she wouldn't see anything, she pulls the sheet in. She just loses her mind whenever we're gone.
What do you mean you would cover her up so, like, she wouldn't see anything?
You're used to, like, if you put a dog in a room and put a cover over them, they're typically just going to go to sleep because they can't see what's going on.
Yeah, I just thought, I mean, like, maybe you and Meredith were having some alone time. You're like, cover the dog up with the sheets. I don't want that dog to see this, boy.
No, I'm just saying, like, if we leave, like, when we first had her, we would leave and put something over it, but then she tore up, like, many a blanket.
And the vet tells you that's separation anxiety?
I mean, I could tell. I mean, just knowing what that means, that she loses her mind when she's not around us.
Okay. I don't know.
In your face.
Well, no. I just think the COVID. And you think it's because of COVID, Rob?
I think that dogs that were not, I don't think hers is from COVID, but I can see why the dogs that would were around their owners the whole time during COVID when they were locked in the house, they were getting all the attention, a lot more attention than they're getting now. So okay. They're devolving into getting separation anxiety.
Okay.
It makes sense to me.
I can see where that could make some sense. I don't know. It seems like we're still overthinking it.
Dogs are stupid.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take your word for that one. Sometimes social media just keeps giving and giving and giving, and we are here to take and take and take. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
So I've said it before. One of my favorite things about doing this is because we use social media for a lot of stuff and we post, and it cycles through. People answer things and at different times. And the other day we had a post about, it was about a week ago, things that you used to do that you could not get away with doing now. And the answers have continued to come in. And I just got to looking through some of them yesterday. Driver's Ed showed up in so many fun ways. We had a whole discussion about Driver's Ed based on some of the stuff we had. The kid that got high before showing up for Driver's Ed the first day and never even got to drive. But a lady named Ashlyn said, my Driver's Ed teacher would take small naps while we were driving.
Whoa.
And then would make me stop at a barbecue food truck. I don't have a problem with the going to the stores and all that kind of stuff because you're still driving. You're still learning how to get in and out of these places. But the driver's ed teacher should not be taking a nap while one of the students is driving.
No, it sounds like this is a more recent one because food trucks really didn't take off until recently. So this is a dude in the 2020s doing this.
Nikki said, we took a trip to R.J. Reynolds in fourth grade. Adults got to go to the cigarette vending machine at the end of the tour.
That's awesome.
So they got free cigarettes at the end of the tour.
That's awesome.
That definitely has to be an older story.
Yeah, that would never happen today. I thought Kimberly's was great. One of my teachers came to my house and my mom made him sandwiches. Not sure why he was there.
Y'all want a sandwich?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Your mama sure does care about your education.
Yeah, go to your room. Mom's going to make Mr. Smith some sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay. Danielle said, when I was a senior in high school, my teacher would have me go to whatever restaurant to get us both food for lunch. He would give me his credit card and then would put it towards extra credit for the class for me.
You fly, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
Gail said, late 70s, I was a little kid, and my dad used to have us get beer from the fridge. Whoever brought it first got to open it and have a sip.
What?
Love that.
So the kids are fighting over it. I want to get it for there.
You're eight, and you show up first with the beer. They'll get you a little sip. Okay. Margaret said, when I was a senior in high school in the mid-80s, my government teacher, who had to be in his 60s, playfully smacked me on the butt in front of the whole class while we were exchanging banter. Girl.
Well,
come on, girl. You better sit down. You better sit down.
Why are you playing?
It's not okay.
Yeah. And and Kathy said, my high school typing teacher would give me the keys to her car and have me run to Krispy Kreme and get donuts for the class. So during class, she'd just check out, go to, just grab the keys, run, get some donuts, and come back.
Get a dozen. Hot, yeah. Fresh. Make sure they're hot.
That light ain't on. You better go somewhere else.
And you get credit for it for today.
Heck yeah.
Our favorite things from today's show next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Okay. So it's that time at the end of the Ace and Friends show that we go through our favorite things from today's show. Rob, what is it for you today?
I don't know that I've ever heard of this Jesus in Pizza Hut story before, but I enjoyed it today.
It's worth the extra about a minute 45 that was allowed. We played about 45-50 seconds of that phone call. Yeah. But it's 5 years old, but it's a guy that broke into a Pizza Hut in High Point, North Carolina, if you missed it, and said his name was Jesus Christ and he'd come back. But first, he knocked the window out of the Pizza Hut, out of the door at Pizza Hut, and made a pizza and had some Mountain Dew. And then he called 911 to let him know it was Jesus, and he was back.
That's a classic.
and then the officer was like, well, what's your last name? Christ.
I done told you.
Could have guessed that.
So where do you live? Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Riggins, favorite thing from today's show?
It's definitely that. I don't know how I missed that when it originally happened, but that's, an all-time classic story. I wonder if he did any jail time for it.
You can find the whole thing. It's up on YouTube. Just search for Jesus Calls from Pizza Hut.
Jesus can do what he wants.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus.
And it's timely, too, as we approach Easter.
You are.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.